Citizen Jane, battle cry for the city, a film about Jane Jacobs's, I'll say it again, Jane Jacobs's grassroots efforts to protect her neighborhood, New York City's Greenwich Village, from car-centric post-war development, kicks off the fifth annual Glimmer Glass Film Days on Thursday at the Otisago Hotel in Cooperstown, New York. Glimmer Glass Film Days continues through November 13th with 18 feature-length films, 9 shorts, filmmaker talks, receptions, guided walks, and a companion art exhibit and restaurant specials. The films are made in the United States as well as Mexico, the Netherlands, Mongolia, France, New Zealand, China, Turkey, and Italy, all reflecting the theme, home. Film Day's curator Peggy Parsons, who also directs the film program at the National Gallery of Art, joins us this morning for a preview of Glimmer Glass Film Days, and it's a great pleasure to welcome her back to the program. How are you?
Well, it's lovely to be here. Thanks for asking.
Thank you very much for being here. So does this, this in some ways seems like a film festival, and yet in other ways seems different than a film festival?
Well, it's interesting that you should say that, because I think it is a little different. First of all, it sort of is more expansive than your average film festival, because we try very hard to include other things. You know, the genesis of this film festival was to focus on the environment, not in the sense of a typical environmental film festival, but to consider how film can bring us together to focus more closely on how we relate to the natural world, to the built environment, and to encourage talks and actual visits to other places. So there are not only films, but there are walks. There's a bird hike. There's a visit to Mohegan Farm this year. Not that those are mandatory, but I think some people like the opportunity of, you know, not only sitting in a theater and having a discussion, but then getting outside and or maybe having a nice dinner. We have a lot of good food, and there's a nice exhibition. There's an art exhibition featuring two artists that's already opened, but it's open throughout the festival. And it's actually located in one of our new venues this year. We are adding a venue, so we now, I think, are up to maybe 5. I didn't count, but the new venue is actually one of the oldest buildings in town. It's one of the most beautiful buildings in town. It's 22 Main Street, which serves as the Cooperstown Library, but it's a very elegant piece of architecture. I think it's also known as the Village Hall. It's got great white columns. It's stone. It's a beautiful stone building. And we've created a space on the top floor above the library that we're using as a screening room. And I think it's going to have really added benefits for our festival. We're also using the Fenimore Art Museum, which has a very cool auditorium. We use Templeton Hall, another very interesting, very cool space on Pioneer Street in Cooperstown. We're going to have our closing party at the distillery. So it's, you know, we're attempting to get all over town. And as you mentioned, the opening is in the Otisago Hotel, which is famous,
absolutely
beautiful venue.
So let's talk about because of the centerpiece of Film Days are the films, of course. Let us talk about how these were chosen and what goes into that process.
Well, we zeroed in a number of months ago on a theme. We like to organize this around a theme, because it's, you know, it's a relatively small festival. Most, you know, if you go to some of the big ones, there are 200, 300 films, which is impossible to have a theme, you know.
Right.
It's all about new cinema. But here we have an opportunity to sort of engage with some deliberate focus. And so home seemed a natural. I mean, it's not only about the obvious stuff of kind of hunkering down and appreciating the value of your local community and the sense of comfort that you get. It's also an attempt to see how the theme of having a place, having a base, is treated in different cultures. And it's, you know, we go as far away as Mongolia and Turkey, as you mentioned. We consider homelessness. We consider nomadic life. So it's not an obvious treatment of home per se, But there was also just, there happened to be this year a lot of recent films that seemed to engage with this idea, either as a documentary or as a feature or, you know, maybe as an essay or a philosophical notion of what constitutes home. Because we are, after all, living in a world where a lot of people don't have homes. I mean, the whole migration crisis, not that we're getting into migration this year, that will perhaps be next year, but but it is something that's on everybody's mind. So it's, you know, it's a good time to think, what does home actually mean? And there are really wonderful films in this year's festival, most of them made within the last 2 years.
That idea of home, and talk about the discussion you would like to take place. I mean, obviously, people come in to see the movies, go to dinner, and leave. But there can also be conversation.
There's ample opportunity for conversation, which is why we like to have these dinners and sort of cocktail hours and things like that built into the schedule, so that people can come out of a movie and have a chance to kind of interact not only with a special guest or a filmmaker. And we do have, I have to say, we have a number of filmmakers coming. We have a number of special guests who are not filmmakers per se. For example, you mentioned opening night, Citizen Jane, Battle for the City, actually, because it's about New York. So we have, with that film, which is about Jane Jacobs, the great sort of citizen reformer who resisted Robert Moses and the whole effort for urban renewal in Greenwich Village, which now we think, my God, that's unheard of. But in fact, there was a plan to put a highway through Washington Square, through downtown New York, and destroy the character of this old part of the city. Anyway, back in the late 50s, Jane Jacobs became well known because she organized a group of citizens who lived there to resist this idea. Anyway, we have, after that movie, we have a man coming who is actually studying the life and writing a biography of Jane Jacobs. He is Sanford Ikeda. He teaches economics. He's a professor of economics at SUNY Purchase. So using local talent again, using local talent here in New York State to have a Q&A after this movie, which I think is going to be critical for understanding what it's about.
And the talk about the what has been meaningful to you in the past of showing these films and having these people speak and getting the dialogue going.
Well, for me personally, it's very satisfying, of course, and I hope that other people, the people who come, whether they're from outside the area, and we do get people from outside the immediate area, which is wonderful, but it is focused on the community, and what I find most satisfying is that people do think about what is shown. That's not always the case for a typical film festival, because I go to a lot, and many of them are about the market. They're about, you know, finding films that will sell, films that can be distributed, films that will build an audience, or whatever. This is not about money. This festival is not about money. It's about engaging with ideas. It's all about that, and I think that's its strength.
There's so much going on, and the festival is quite immersive. Talk a little bit about how you've integrated the entire town into this, and I assume over the last few years it's gotten to be something that the place, that Cooperstown, looks forward to, of having, well, yes, a lot of people coming in and having these discussions, as well as making their way around Cooperstown itself.
Well, that's a very good topic, and I have to say that I can't take credit for integrating the town, because, in fact, the festival would not happen without all of the wonderful people who contribute to this. We have a very strong team, all volunteer. We have a sponsoring organization, Otsego 2000, which is an environmental focus, an environmental advocate nonprofit, 501c3. They do many things, including the farmers market. So since I'm, even though I'm a local girl in the sense that I'm from here, I don't live here, and it would be impossible for me to do all of this organization. So it's because of this team of people that from all aspects of the community, all levels of the community, that we are able to engage with the businesses. And so there's Friday night Coop Eats with Restaurant Week going on. There's an opening of local art, another opening of local artists, a show sponsored by the Cooperstown Art Association. That's part of, you know, we've sort of engaged with that to be part of our festival, as well as their people. And then we have all these wonderful caterers. One, there's a guy even from Gilbertsville who's going to be doing the catering for the closing night party, since that's a Turkish film. Closing night is a Turkish film, and we're having a sort of a Turkish mezze with a man who can do that very well, who lives in Gilbertsville and has his own restaurant there. It's because we have a very strong team. I think that's why it works.
Well, it is quite the festival, and it's all beginning on Thursday.
Oh, and we should mention the website.
Yes, it's glimmerglassfilmdays.org. Is that correct?
That's right, and everything is there. It tells you how to buy tickets, descriptions of all of the films, and the everything you need to know.
Everything you need to know, and it's all about Glimmerglass Film Days, which opens on Thursday and runs through the 13th. And as I mentioned, 18 feature-length films, 9 shorts, filmmaker talks, receptions, guided walks, companion art exhibit, and restaurant specials. And you can find out information about all of this, including film trailers and event descriptions and information, all at glimmerglassfilmdays.org. We'll have that link posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Peggy Parsons is the curator of Glimmerglass Film Days. Peggy, thank you so much for sharing and have a beautiful event.
Oh, thank you. This was great. Thank you so much.
Great pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.